Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this October 3rd, 2023. Your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Tracy Verwink and Stephanie Lund from the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to that. Right now, looking forward to kicking off this week of Midday Magazine the right way with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We have Linda and Laura with us. Good afternoon, you two.
Hi, James.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time, you guys. Let's have some fun. Let's talk theater. Let's talk acting. Let's enjoy this. The audience knows how much I love talking about WRCT, how much I love talking acting. But if there's something I love doing that even more, it's talking about that with people I enjoy talking to. So thank you both for being here today. Linda, if you wouldn't mind, tell people about what the synopsis of Blythe Spirit is.
Okay, Blythe Spirit is written by Noel Coward, and it is a lovely story. If you enjoy the CBS program Ghosts, you will love Blythe Spirit, because I honestly think Ghosts is based on Blythe Spirit.
You're not alone on that. My mother loves that show. She doesn't get into new shows. She loves that show. And she's referenced not only Blythe Spirit, but something else. I can't remember what it was. That's interesting.
Oh, exactly. Okay. That's the first thing I thought. I actually saw that show before I ever read this play. Oh. And then I'm like, now we know where they got that. Yeah. The synopsis of Blythe Spirit is this. It is set at the house of writer Charles Condamine and his wife, Ruth, who is our friend Laura here, is playing. One evening, Charles invites a local eccentric medium, Madame Arcati, played by Susan Edgren, to hold a seance at his house. He asks along his friends, Dr. and Mrs. Bradman, with the intent of finding character inspiration from Madame Arcati for his latest book. Despite initially thinking the seance had been a failure, it soon becomes clear that Madame Arcati has unwittingly brought back Charles' first wife, Elvira, to haunt him. Once in his house, Elvira is unable to leave, and she cannot be seen or heard by Ruth. She causes all kinds of mischievous trouble between the married couple. When Elvira unwittingly causes Ruth's death in her attempts to bring Charles over to be with her, Charles becomes haunted by both of his now deceased wives. Frustrated by their odd situation, the threesome call on Madame Arcati once more to send both of the ladies back to the other side. It is character driven, it's extremely funny, and it uses farce to great effect.
It's one of those plays. There's a reason why other scripts have kind of been influenced by this. And even if a ghost wasn't, you can see a connection there.
Definitely.
It's been reminding me a lot of Death Becomes Her.
Another
movie that I absolutely love.
I cannot get enough of that movie.
Since
I was a little kid, I've loved that movie.
I mean, with a cast like that, oh, how my God. Could you not?
Just one of the better comedy casts ever. We can say the similar thing about Blythe Spirit. You guys have an amazing cast.
We really do.
Really solid cast here. I want to get into that a little bit. But before, let's meet one of the cast members, Laura Berg, with us. And as Linda mentioned, you're playing Ruth.
Yep.
Laura, tell us a little bit about Ruth.
Ruth is posh, which is probably the most unrelatable thing about her, if we're being honest. Everything else about her is just, she's concerned about her husband because she cares about him. She's a normal, loving wife of, it's a second marriage, so they admittedly are comfortable, perhaps a little complacent, but generally, she just is a very reasonable person.
Hmm.
She makes sense.
Yeah. Have you been enjoying playing her? Have you been enjoying finding some connections between the two of you?
Yes, because in addition to being very reasonable, she's funny. she's surprisingly funny. The play itself is so word heavy that you have to find the humor in the lines, but they're so funny.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to a show like this, especially the way Noel writes, it's kind of peppering the net with comedy. It just joke after joke joke. It's one of the reasons why a show like this, I encourage people to take in more than once. There are going to be things where you're laughing and there might be something else going on and you don't catch it because you're laughing over it. You're going to want to watch this one multiple times if you can. We'll tell you how to do that before we wrap up today. Laura, you're not new to the theater, but you're newer to the theater, and not new to the audience that we have here at WFHR, but newish. Tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, about yourself.
Well, I've only been in the area for a little over 2 years, I think. I've done one other show with WRCT. A couple of years ago, I did Death Trap. I was Helga Tendorp, another good, solid role.
Did a great job with that.
Loved it. Thank you. And before that, I lived in Toma. I think I did one show. We did Buying the Moose. I did it with Melissa, who is part of the station. And yeah, I also know you fairly well, but that's...
Yeah, yeah. Journalistically, we should mention that Laura does know Melissa and I quite well. But I bring this up, Linda, about Laura and her background and to put her on the spot. because Laura, you are a mom of four.
I suppose off the stage, yeah. I'm a single mom of four. I'm a full-time college student. And I spend my free time right now at the theater.
So as long as I've been a part of things at WRCT, in talking with you, Linda, and many other members over there, one of the longest themes we have there is wanting to get people like Laura on the stage and involved in community theater.
Exactly.
And I just use this as an example, and I apologize, Laura, not to put you on the spot, but I want to use it as an example. If she can do this, anybody can do this. Yeah, we encourage you to get out there and do this, everybody. Be a part of this. Be a part of the theater. It's not always... Laura is incredibly talented as an actor and has a lot of creative skills and everything. But all that being said, even with or without that, with the schedule that you got, it isn't always easy to do these things. So encourage you to try out, be a part of community theater. Even if you don't feel comfortable being on stage, we're always looking for people behind the stage,
exactly.
Or ushers, volunteers.
Oh, man, are we.
Businesses out there, you can be a part of things at the theater as well by sponsoring different events there. So, again, we'll tell you more about that before we wrap up. When it comes to the rest of the cast, let's touch on that a little bit, Linda. You've got a great cast here. One of the things that a Linda Garsky play is famous for, in my book, is bringing in great talent that we have seen many times over the years on that stage, along with new faces and new voices. Were you able to pull that off this time?
To a certain extent, we have some people like Laura who are relatively new to WRCT, and then we have some of our old veterans, too. Would you like me to go through the whole cast?
Yeah.
Okay. Charles Condamine will be played by David Farnborough.
Hey.
As we have mentioned, Ruth will be played by Laura Berg.
Hey.
They are so cute together.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
really make an adorable couple.
I can picture it.
Yes. Yeah. Madame Arcati is the middle-aged spiritualist, is played by Susan Edgren, and you're not going to want to miss her in this one. She hit the ground running on this, and she's just hysterical. It is such a joy.
Susan's not only one of my favorite directors, she's one of my favorite character actors, where she gets a role like this and really makes it her own.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of characters, Elvira is played by Corey Gavinsky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who is laugh out loud funny as wife number one. She's a great physical comedian, and her movements on stage, everything is just going to bring a smile to your face every time she sets foot out there.
Being out there with Corey I know what kind of an actor she is. And you're so right about the physical part of things. Really fearless on that stage. It's appreciated. She's going to be funny.
Exactly. Then we have Dr. Bradman, who is played by WRCT veteran John Young.
Yeah.
And playing his wife is Dawn Jaminski as Mrs. Bradman. And these two are adorable, too.
Mm-hmm.
They make such a cute couple. They remind me so much of my husband's grandparents. Because she's this sweet, doting wife with a voice like this. And he's this big, booming kind of know-it-all who really tries to bait Madame Arcati anytime he gets a chance, and it's fun to watch. Rounding out the cast, we have Brittany Piddington playing Edith the Maid. Mm. It's not a huge part, but it's integral to the whole storyline, and she's got this quirky little thing going with her character that just will give you giggles. It's adorable.
Looking forward to that.
I use adorable a lot when it comes to these characters because they all are.
Well, it's one of those shows.
Yes.
It's one of those shows where the cast are really, and the way Noel writes, he writes people human. You know,
yes.
He doesn't try to write perfect people. These are people who are just like anybody else in your life. They're going to have positives and things that are a little bit maybe negative, and to just round them out as a person.
Yes, exactly.
When it came to doing this show, Linda, what was something about it that made you read that script and like, this is something I want to do. This is something I feel like I can do and I can put not only my own spin on, but have fun with as well.
Well, I like anything to do with ghosts or anything like that. And knowing that we'd probably be doing it in the fall, I thought, aha, here we go. This is something that's just right for the Halloween season. I should note that it's not a horror show. It is not meant to be a Halloween show. It just fits the season very well because there's a spiritual aspect to all of the characters. And when you put everyday normal people in situations like, you know, I've said many times at rehearsals, remember, it's not too often that a ghost sets foot in your house that we know of.
Well, certainly not the ghost of your first wife either.
That's
what makes it a comedy. That's what keeps it from being horror.
Linda, I find it kind of cool that it's happening, that it's the first show of the season, and we are so close to Halloween and this time of year. Certainly, the next show is a Christmas show, as it traditionally is a holiday show for the second show of the season. For those that don't, Linda is also on the board at WRCT. I wonder if going forward, the play selection committee thinks about this again. You know, and maybe it's not a Halloween show or a horror show, but something similar that's a little suspense or a little supernatural. Like it's a fun coincidence, and I'm glad you brought attention to that. I think that's a really nice fit.
It is actually something that we have discussed as a board and play selection committee. Yeah. It is like, you know, we have done Halloween events in the past, and we thought, why don't we kill two birds with one stone and put something that fits that genre in that particular time period? And I would like to hope that we continue to do so.
Mm-hmm. Our audience loves to know how the sausage is made. They like to see behind the curtains and everything. No pun intended with the play we're talking about here. How has the rehearsal process gone? How often do you guys rehearse, and how have you been enjoying the process?
We have been rehearsing Monday through Thursday since the middle of August. We start, and we put in good time to bring out quality productions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a couple of, last weekend we ran a couple of extra days, but we try to keep it within a frame so that people still have their lives outside of it. This is a particularly ambitious show, so we have had some people working backstage that have done a wondrous job with it.
Mm-hmm.
We had Pete Roguski, who is our head stage builder. If you've seen any of the pictures on Facebook, you'll realize that the sets that we do now are absolutely fantastic.
So beautiful. Like, truly, it could be my living room.
Exactly.
And I would be
happy. I have said I could live in this house and I would be perfectly happy outside of the whole ghost thing. And we also have the Rinkers. Jim and Judy Rinker have been working backstage, bringing in props, and they're just wonderful. There's so many moving parts to this show with dishes and glasses and other things that I won't mention because they're a surprise. But and I have to include Justin Harrison too. He is kind of our special effects guy, and this show will have special effects, so you can watch for them on occasion. They don't take away from the storyline, but they really do add some fun to the whole thing.
Right on. When it comes to all of these moving pieces and everybody being able to work together, it all starts with you. It starts with casting these people, not just the parts, but the people behind the scenes. With that part of it, Linda, how hard was it making these decisions after the auditions? Do you have a good amount of people?
I had a good turnout, and I really didn't have a hard time at all. I don't waste time when I audition. I usually get an idea what I'm looking for, And these guys were easy to put in these parts. They all fit them so wonderfully. And I went home perfectly satisfied that I had a good cast to go into the show with.
Yeah, you were confident enough to announce the cast right there after the second audition night.
Yes. I did.
She don't do that very often. Yeah. I've had to wait many a Linda show. I've had to wait. So I hear it. That's pretty cool. That's it. But it also, it speaks to, I think, if I'm a listener right now and I'm thinking about taking in this show, the confidence I have and I'm going to have a good time. Because if you felt that good going into it, it certainly leads the audience to feel that way about it going into it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the play itself, is there a particular part of it that really stood out to you that is I have a hard time saying your favorite part, but one of your favorite parts about your character or about the show in general, Laura?
My favorite thing that I get to do right now, and it's mostly because we're working the kinks out and I find it the most fascinating, is my AD wardrobe change. I don't know how else to word it. When they say that Elvira ends up accidentally killing Ruth, that I'm referring AD to my after-death wardrobe change. And it's a lot, but it's going so well, and it looks so cool. I think that's right now my favorite part.
The chemistry that's needed for the behind the scenes is just as vital as the chemistry on stage. And it's something that we don't get to talk about very often with shows. Yeah. But a show like this, certain things that you're dealing, your character's going through, Laura, it reminded me actually of Corpse, Linda, our first show together.
Yes.
Where I had the costume change, the quick costume changes and everything. And actually, I think Corey was one of the people helping change me back then,
funny.
Too. That's hilarious. I didn't even realize that until now.
Shout out to Corey.
Yeah. When it comes to being able to balance that, like getting the timing backstage to go along with the timing on stage. Have you guys found that came naturally? Has it been something that you had to tinker with a little bit through the rehearsal process?
A little tinkering, but for the most part, yeah, it came pretty naturally, didn't it?
I think so, yes.
Linda, a similar question for you that I was asking Laura. Is there something about the play that really stood out to you, that one of your favorite parts about the show that you're looking forward to seeing live?
I it's hard to pick out a particular part. I do love the parts when Elvira and Ruth are bantering back and forth. They start out being, you know, kind of claws out a little bit, and at a certain point it changes. It's kind of two against one with them and Charles, and it's like, I see what you did there, Noel.
Yep, I was actually going to say the last scene, and I was thinking about Edith in the last scene, and that's probably my favorite part of the show too, and I don't even get to watch it. I just know what's happening because she's laughing so loud out there.
Our Brittany is this tiny little lady with the most expressive eyes you'd ever see, and she gets an opportunity to show those things off to no end. I mean, sometimes all she has to do, some of my best acting is done without a word, and she turns and looks out a couple of times, and these guys hear me because I don't exactly have a quiet laugh.
That laugh has been a part of WRCT for a long time, Linda. When was your first show?
The first show that I actually worked on would have been in 1989, and oh my gosh, the first show that I was actually in, I should say, was The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think I knew that. Yeah, that was the very first one that I did. I think it was in 1989. It was in 89. Greg Krasminski and I played opposite each other. And I remember getting that part and taking a look at it. And it was actually the female lead. And it was the first show I've ever done. And I looked at that thinking, what did I just do? But I had an absolute ball. And I remember my first opening night thinking, nothing's ever going to be this good ever again. It was just so thrilling.
Did you have a lot of theater experience before that?
Not in the least bit. I did not act at all. I've always been somewhat of a nut. And anybody that knows me probably understands that. But it just looked like something. I had a friend years back that had said she was going to go down for a play. And I thought, that sounds like it'd be fun to do someday. Well, someday came around when my son was just a little bit older. And I went down and I had one friend say, you know, you're going to get tired of that after a while. And I never really have. I've had a good time. You know, you're supposed to give up your childish toys when you're a kid. And the theater says, nah, you can play all you want.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Brings out the kid in you.
Exactly.
Well, and you can't get tired of it. There's so much variety.
Exactly.
I bring that up in part because to kind of coincide with Laura's story earlier, because we're talking about encouraging people to come to these shows. And the other part of this is certainly encouraging people to audition for shows and be a part of things at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I've been on this air many times and mentioned you're my favorite director. You're the director I love to work with the most and that I learn with and grow every time I work with you. And neither you don't have a theater background. I've worked with professional directors that don't bring half of the talent or commitment or drive that you do to a show. So just when it comes to this, you not only get a great show, but you get a professional feel. You get a professional performance from this. While the actors and the directors and the people that you see out there may not be SAG or direct members or anything like that, it is bona fide. You get a good performance, and you're going to get that with this show in particular. So when we're encouraging you to be a part of these things, you may be like Laura and you have a little bit of experience and this is one of your first outcomes. And then you may end up like Linda, where for 30 years you are coming back every week with the show and your car just knows like it just takes you to the theater. It doesn't even, you don't even have to drive anymore. It just kind of like pulls you there.
To be fair, that review of Linda, as if I didn't already love her anyway, is part of why I was so excited to work with her. Part of why I auditioned for the show was because of the director. And that is one thing I can say about the whole cast is from start to finish, we have had your back more than anybody else's. And I think, well, one, Linda knows that, but two, she deserves that.
Thank you, honey.
Appreciate you sharing that, in part, especially because that's the spirit of all this. That's what this is all about. This is how we have such a good time and why every show you see at WRCT is fun and entertaining and makes you want to come back and check it out again. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org for Bly's Spirit. The first show will be kicking up October 6th, 7th, and then the 12th and 13th, and the 14th. All the shows are at 7. Now, on the 14th, they will have a 2 o'clock matinee. So keep that in mind, everybody, if you like an afternoon show. That is the one that you want to take in. When it comes to this show being this Friday, time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter anymore. this Friday, how are you guys feeling about the show? How are you feeling about the coming up this Friday?
I feel like by Friday, I will feel 100% good about the show.
I agree. We have great people. It's very ambitious. The parts that Laura and David have are huge roles. And they have a lot to learn, and they're doing it wonderfully, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, and there are so many literal moving parts to the
exactly.
set.
Exactly. Literally.
Literal moving parts. And so there's just a lot of details that need to get smoothed out a little bit this week.
I think the word ambitious is such a great word for this play, and really a lot of Noel's work. And it really is an impressive script to be able to take on and direct, let alone act in. And I really admire that quite a bit. You guys are going to give a great performance and have a great run, and we're really looking forward to it. We want to encourage people to go to wrctheater.org and get your tickets, wrctheater.org. As we're wrapping up, you two, I'd like to have you send a call out to anybody out there listening. If you were to have somebody in front of you to encourage somebody that has never been a part of theater, but you want them to be a part of things at WRCT, what's something you'd say to them? Well, how would you go about that, Laura?
If you've ever even kind of been curious, just come and help with tech. Get your feet on the stage, even if you're just moving stuff while the lights are out, and figure out if you dig that kind of energy. You'll get to see what it's like to see an actor in front of a crowd. You'll get to feel what that's like. And if you dig it, try out for the next show. Like, it's the easiest way to dip your toe in without feeling concerned about embarrassing yourself.
Well said. Very well said.
Exactly. We're not a clique. We are a group of people who enjoy doing theater, and nothing pleases me personally more than when somebody new comes in and you watch their eyes light up the first time they get a laugh or get a reaction out of an audience. And that not only is good for them, it's good for the veterans that have been down there for a while to get that feeling of excitement about, wow, this really makes a difference in people's lives.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for the time. Appreciate it. And thank you so much for putting on this show. We're looking forward to it. Break a leg. Have a great run. Encourage everybody to take in this show. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. That's wrctheater.org. You can also get tickets right at the booth the day of the show. Just go ahead and stop on by and get your tickets and take in this great show. Blythe Spirit premiering this Friday at WRCT Theater. Thank you both again for the time.
Thank you, James.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR. We are local. Locally grown radio.